Welcome back to the How to Be Irresistible to Women newsletter series, your source for tips and techniques to make you irresistible to women. I'm James Brito, and I'm Irresistible to Woman. Now it's your turn. Welcome to the final lesson of Growth Through Dating. In our previous three lessons, we looked at some of Dr. Harville A. Hendrix's four methods of keeping the love you find. In today's lesson, we'll talk about one of the toughest, but most rewarding steps towards keeping the girl of your dreams. Do what you can to change the behaviors and character defenses that are keeping you from keeping the love you find. You'll find all that out and more only here on How to Be Irresistible to Woman. Welcome back. Let's talk about method number four for keeping the love you find. Do what you can to change the behaviors and character defenses that are keeping you from keeping the love you find. Now, it's hard to admit when you're wrong. Really hard. And it takes time to implement changes. I told you about my cousin who's trying to get her husband to stop drinking. Didn't happen overnight. But just getting him to admit he had a problem was the most important step in getting him to change it, and in making their relationship a better one. The good news is, admitting you're wrong can be rewarding. I'll give you an example. One of the things I always prided myself on was that I wasn't self-centered. I consider myself a pretty selfless person who's willing to make sacrifices for other people. I always believed I was the kind of person who gave more than he received. In short, I thought I was selfless, not selfish. Then one day, my girlfriend called me out on it. She called me selfish, could you believe her? As a person who had always been told that I was caring and selfless, I took immediate offense to this. I screamed and yelled at her and I was like, "What the hell? You can't call me selfish." She was ruining my positive image of myself, and who wants that to happen? But she did it. She called me selfish. Why? Well, my girlfriend always got home from work before me, and when I got home, I would head straight for the fridge. I was always hungry. And instead of giving her a hug and looking genuinely pleased to see her, I would, as a typical male, put on my blinders and head straight for the fridge, leaving her hanging. I wouldn't even see her sometimes. On top of that, I would often want to see how well my fantasy baseball team was doing. Damn, it's addictive. And go straight for the computer after I got my small pre-dinner snack of, say, a heaping plate of lasagna. You know, just a snack. Doing this once would have been okay, but when it became a routine, my girlfriend got pretty angry. Girls need love. They need to know they matter. They want to feel like they're the only girl in the world for you, that no one else enters your life. And I, this perfectly selfless man, wasn't tending to my girlfriend's needs. I was only thinking about myself, about my food and fantasy baseball team's performance. And she called me out on it. So of course, I didn't react well to this insult. Not wanting to lose control over my actions to this girl, I stubbornly continued my routine. You can imagine how that helped our relationship. It wasn't pretty, and I was in danger of losing the love I found. But over time, I saw that I was, in fact, being selfish. I had to be honest with myself. And by doing so, I was actually able to get what I wanted. I apologized, which is always a necessary first step, and changed my ways. By giving my girlfriend a big hug and kiss when I arrived home, and talking for a few minutes about the day, which is something every woman wants, she had no problem with me eating and checking the internet to my heart's content afterwards. That's because I attended to her needs. So she allowed me to happily tend to mine afterwards. It was a big reward for a small change that put our relationship ahead of my own petty needs. But change like that only happens when you're honest with yourself. If I hadn't admitted I was actually being a bit selfish to both her and to myself, there was no way the relationship was going to improve. It may not have continued much longer. I could have lost the love I found. But fortunately, now I still have it. Admitting when you're wrong is also helpful when you look back at past relationships. Why did they end? What could you have done to make them better? Would the relationship have worked if you had reacted differently? As long as you're willing to learn from your mistakes, you'll never fail, and you'll never lose the love. As John Burroughs once said, "For anything worth having, one must pay the price, and the price is always work, patience, love, and self-sacrifice." So hey, commit yourself to improving yourself every day. You'll be rewarded with a relationship that improves every day as well. Now that's a winner's game. This concludes part four of Growth Through Dating. In our previous lessons, we talked about relationship expert Dr. Harville A. Hendrix's first three methods of keeping the love you find. They included 1, educating yourself about relationships. number 2, educating yourself about yourself. And number 3, training yourself in the skills of relationships. In today's lesson, I looked at the final method. Do what you can to change the behaviors and character defenses that are keeping you from keeping the love you find. It may be tough changing your habits, especially ones you've had for a long time, but when you see the benefit it has to both you and to your partner, you'll find it a lot easier to achieve. Mutual benefits create mutual happiness. And that's a winner's game. This concludes today's edition of TripleORelationships.com's exclusive newsletter series. For more information about me, James Brito, visit my website, 000relationships.com/two-woman. That's 000relationships.com/two-woman. TripleORelationships.com. Now it's your turn.
Copyright 2006, TripleORelationships.com, a Unica Design Company, all rights reserved.